We have talked about the railroad and the evolution of trade, but one should not forget the role of the Chambly Canal, which opens its locks in 1843 and contributes to the development of Saint-Jean. Indeed, the canal took 12 years to dig up by hand, mobilizing 1,000 men working 16 hours a day to open its 18.5-kilometer length. There are 3 rapids and 9 locks on the canal between Chambly and Saint-Jean. Our lock gives us upstream access to the canal by controlling the water level. Originally operated manually, it was replaced in the 70s by the hydraulic mechanism which we use today. In the 1900s, barges of wooden logs had to be pulled through the canal by horses on the towpath to the United States. The journey could take 12 hours to make it from Chambly to Saint-Jean. The towmen would lead the patient procession from one end of the canal to the other. The path on which we are at present is actually the last Canadian towpath, and in 1978, the last barge crossed the lock number 9. Today, the towpath is considered one of the most beautiful cycle tracks in all of Quebec. The Chambly Canal is a historical place and offers a wonderful excursion for the yachtsmen of our modern times, while in the winter, the canal is transformed into a large open-air skating rink for the enjoyment of all. Before leaving the lock, I would like to speak to you about eels. Yes, the fish. A long time ago, the eel was fished in the Richelieu. The first to do it were the Iroquois. Thereafter, in 1838, the white man started to fish it, a tradition which lasted 150 years. Dams were built in the shapes of funnels, which would lead the eels into a wooden cage. It's interesting to know that the eels leave Lake Champlain every year to move towards the St. Lawrence River, then towards the Sargasso Sea in the southwest of Bermuda to reproduce. All this way without the assistance of the locks. But today, the eels have almost vanished. That's why a program of reintroducing the eels started in 2000, and the results are very encouraging. Now, let's cross the canal and continue our expedition in Old Saint-Jean up Foch Street towards the Canadian Pacific train station.